Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
These are going to be the type of people that are very inauthentic. Let them tell it. And they are the realest. They are the baddest. They are the most authentic. They hate liars despite being one of the world's most massively deceptive fabricators.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control. What is happening?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to Quality Queen Control. I'm your host, Aisha Christina. How has everyone's weekends been? As you can see, I am getting still better by the day, a lot less coughing, a lot less nose flaring. So I'm very grateful for that. Turns out when I went back to urgent care, just a little update, just a little bit, they said that I had bronchitis. So I'm like, wait, say what? How is it that I literally was just sick with who even knows the flu, the this, that, and that lasted what felt like I've been sick since December 24th. It's literally February and I am residually still, you know, slowly but surely coming back to myself. Like I feel like I'm starting to feel like me again, strength wise in my own body. But yeah, it was definitely it was an interesting experience. So we are here today to talk about being your most authentic self. What does that actually look like? Have you ever felt like you were wearing a mask? You tried to be what others have expected instead of who God actually created you to be. I mean, if that's you, you're genuinely not alone. This is something that a lot of people deal with, especially the younger that you are. See, if you're doing life right, the older that you become, you actually start to care less about what people think of you. So you should become more of yourself, just like we, well, kind of become more stuck in our ways as well. So we're going to start with the foundation. Who are you really? Who are you really? All right. We're going to talk about self-discovery, why authenticity matters, how to align your identity with God's truth. So make sure you grab your journals, okay? You want to take some notes and let's get into it, okay? Authenticity right off the bat means being real. It means being true to yourself, your values, and your beliefs. A lot of people seem to struggle with this because unfortunately, one would assume that wisdom comes with age, but that actually is dependent on multiple variables. So a lot can greatly impact how you show up, which is usually environmental. If you were someone that grew up in an environment where you're always having to be someone else and go against your emotions, and that tends to dictate your behavior, you're probably going to be someone that struggles with authenticity. But the world that we live in is constantly pressuring us as believers, right? This is who I'm speaking to. Or if you're someone that's new and you're listening or watching and you are not a believer yet, okay? This is the truth. Society, right, is constantly pressuring us to conform, to fit in, and to seek validation from others. It's so funny. I was actually reading, sidebar, in the Bible app today. There was a scripture that I believe it was in Galatians. I don't even remember where it was, but it was talking about seeking the approval of man. Are we doing things so that we are seeking the approval of man? Let me tell you something right now before we even get into it. When you live by the praise of people, you will die by the discouragement of people, the destruction of people. We cannot live off of the praise of human beings because why? At the end of the day, we are very fickle people by nature. We are. We tend to be here for you today and gone the next day. Especially, we see that a lot when it comes to cancel culture, okay? All of those things. So here's what God says. Psalms 139 verse 14 tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I know we hear these things all the time, but what does it look like when we actually believe them with our hearts? God made us, you know, he was in awe of us, of what he created. He wonderfully made us. Ephesians 2 verses 10 says that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works. So if we truly believe this, some of us may not know this, but for those of us that have heard of the scripture, if we believe this, then why is it that we still do struggle to embrace who we are? And this actually often lies in fear, right? Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of not being enough, fear of not being good enough. But God did not create us to live in fear. He created us to shine in the unique ways that only we can. The thing is, just like how our fingerprints are very individual, so are our personalities. Yes, we may have similarities to people and all of these things, but at the very basis of it, we are all uniquely designed by God. There is, when I tell you, especially for my younger angels, when I tell you that there is no point in being anyone else. And I'm not rushing you out of your process because when you are in high school, right? As human beings, we are pack animals. And so we want to fit in, right? The last thing you want to actively do is try to stand out. Now, I'm not really sure what the social climate is like in your teens and in high school. However, I can assure you that the last thing you want to be perceived as is a misfit, as an outsider, as a reject. So we tend to always want to band together because it's about social inclusion, especially at that age. It feels like it's a fundamental part of our development, okay? So knowing that fact, you have to understand that if you are someone that sticks out, like me, I think about when I was in high school. I think about, I've always been super girly, very fashionable. I've loved to dress up. I would literally wear heels to school and how people, you guys heard me tell this story a million times, but hey, it's relevant today, right? And people would kind of like make fun of me, like poke fun at me and be like, oh my gosh, like why does she care what she wears to school? Oh my gosh, like she thinks it's a fashion show, all these different things. But let me tell you something, people, if there's one thing that I've learned at this particular point in my life, the very people that are shaming you, that trying to like, ew, why do you do this? Why do you do that? Are the same people that project that onto you because they can't, right? They can't. Like, you are upset at how I show up, so you want to make digs at it. You want to project your insecurities, your limitations, your fears onto me because you can't show up as your authentic self. So you think that making me uncomfortable in my own skin, or shall I say, making an attempt to make me uncomfortable at being comfortable in my own skin, is going to change me, make me fit more into your box so that you can understand it, so that you can grasp it, so that you can chew. No, you can choke. Okay? How about that? Now, when we are identifying our core values, when it comes to discovering our true selves, there really are three key steps. And that's going to be identifying your core values, because why do values matter? Your values shape who you are. And the older that you become, you're going to realize this. Who you hang out with absolutely matters. You have to ask yourself, what principles do I live by? What do I stand for? Oh my gosh. Self-awareness really is, it's something that we need. And I find that people love cosplaying as a lot of things. They like cosplaying as Christians, faithful friends, girls, wives, like a lot of things. People love cosplaying as a lot of different identities, and they don't actually embody them, because we as a society have gotten away from the art of actual character development. We've really gotten away from it. And I do believe that it's because more and more we are living in really a godless like nation at this point. You know, God is all powerful at the end of the day, but I believe that fundamentally there's so much debauchery that goes on, so much mental warfare, because we have removed God out of schools. We have like fundamentally done so much as a society, because at the end of the day, let's be honest here, we do live in a free world, right? Like, people do have choice power. I don't feel like, you know, everyone must believe the same thing, because that's not choice power. However, I know what actually has worked for not only me, but many of people around the world, people that I have, that have had life after death experiences, yada, yada, yada. I'm getting away from the topic here. But like I said, your values shape who you are. Proverbs 4:23 reminds us to guard our hearts, for everything we do flows from it. Your values are a reflection of what is in your heart. Please hear me out when I'm saying this. Whatever is inside of you is going to come out of you. And if you are so far removed from yourself, what you believe, you don't know left from right, you're not going to be someone that's able to identify your core values. And you're going to be the type of person that just does anything just because, and you don't even know why you're doing it. You're just on autopilot. Whatever is in you is going to come out. Your values are a reflection of what is in your heart. How you speak comes from within your heart. No. We are not accepting. I'm just kidding. Like, no, you're not kidding. Your sense of humor does not make sense. Your sense of humor is constantly degrading people, making fun of people. That's not a sense of humor, because it's not funny. Because if it's always at the expense of bringing down someone else, why do you find humor in that? Next, number two, you want to embrace your imperfections, because at the end of the day, perfection is a myth. Yes, we try to get as close as we desire. We try. But like I said, and even in my last podcast, like, God did not call us to be perfect. He called us to be faithful. You know, when I even think about the story of Job, how he was deemed as a righteous man, and he was having that banter back and forth with God and was just saying to him, like, God, like, I'm frustrated. I'm confused. I don't know why I have this affliction in my body. Why you have allowed the enemy to try me like this? Like, I don't understand what's going on. But he still was faithful. And he said, though God slay him, yet will he put his trust in him. Yet will he put his hope in him. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Your flaws don't disqualify you. They make room for God's strength. But if we are perfect, if we are measuring ourselves according to our human standards, again, like I said, it's very fickle. You're here today, you're gone tomorrow. Knowing who you are really matters, okay? It really does. And number three, we're gonna let go of the people pleasing, because Galatians 1:13, it asks, are we trying, this is what I was talking about earlier, are we trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Living for people's approval will always leave you empty. You ever feel like as soon as you get close to something, the goal keeps moving, the target keeps moving? As soon as you think, okay, now this guy's gonna like me, okay? Like, I think I finally kicked this girl out of the race. Now, okay, like, especially when you're young, you think it's all topical, right? Like, ooh, everyone else I'm noticing, they're wearing the new baggy jeans and the crop tops. Maybe he doesn't like me because I don't have the baggy jeans and the crop tops. You know, then that's on a very juvenile level, because, you know, at that age, how deep, you know, you're not really that deep. You haven't really experienced that much. But at the end of the day, when it comes to people doing things to try and get people's approval, and then the target keeps moving, and then you end up feeling defeated, you end up feeling more insecure. See, God never changes, and he is faithful. So when we learn to put our trust in what a faithful man, like this man that actually died for us, it makes all the difference. When you live for God, you will find peace, and you will also find confidence. When you live for God, you will find peace and you will find confidence. And I'm telling you this from a place of experience, because even though I've always known of God my entire life, there's a difference between actually having a relationship with him. And it's when I started to surrender and embrace that relationship with him, I found joy and peace in the things that on a day-to-day basis, I would be up in arms about. And number three is living authentically. Every day. Authenticity is a daily practice. And you know what? Let's talk about the people that actually aren't authentic. What does that look like? These are going to be the gossips. These are going to be the people that they are hypercritical of everyone, yet they are devastatingly blind to their own nonsense. These are going to be the people that have so much to say about everything. These are going to be the people that are constantly trying to critique what you need to do in your life and how they feel and why their opinion matters. Like I said in a couple episodes, how are we trying to govern other people and we can't even govern ourselves? But hey, that's just the blind spot with a lot of people, is they are recklessly blind to their own nonsense. They don't see it if it's smacked them upside the head. They have a lot to say about your relationship, knowing that their own is in, well, the trash can, okay? They want to fear monger and project and all these different things. And, oh, well, I don't understand. Like, if it were me, I would never put up with that. Oh, I would never allow a guy to talk to me like that and do all these different things. But you do. But you do. Because also, at the end of the day, disrespect is often certain things we can agree on across the board, but sometimes disrespect is, it's arbitrary for some people. What, you know, one guy can say shut up to a woman and it's like, I cannot believe you would ever say that. And another woman will not even be moved by saying shut up. You know, she doesn't find it disrespectful. That's what I mean. People that are inauthentic are going to be the people that they love picking you apart. They study you. These are going to be the people that they love taking on. It makes them feel good. They, first of all, are very envious of people that show up as themselves. So they are going to be the type of person that when they see you, they want to sometimes become your friend. They want to be in your orbit because they admire you so much. But then once they get around you and they realize, dang, like, I hate this person. I want to like them, but I'm so obsessed that I almost hate them. Like, so you try and find flaws in them to pick them apart so that you can feel better about your life. You want to find reasons of, I don't think this person really is who they say that they are. So you want to nitpick and try and find reasons to make yourself feel like, oh, this person isn't really all that perfect because of the dirt that you've done in your life. That's an inauthentic person. These people are very sneaky, and yes, it matters. You have to be very careful of your circle because you see a lot in people's sense of humor. You will see a lot in how they look at you, how they respond to your happy moments, how they also respond to your negative moments, the things that you're going through, comforting you. Are they relishing in the moment because they're happy that, oh, well, girl, like, your life is usually perfect. So, like, something was bound to happen to you. Is that so? Okay. Interesting. Or these people are doing mean things, like leaving mean comments about you on a fake Instagram page. Are they stalking you from a fake Instagram page so that they don't obsessively look at your Instagram all the time under their own name? Is it the situation where every time you turn around, this person is looking at you as wide-eyed as can be? So, you know, these types of things happen. And yes, if you've guessed, I am speaking from experience because this has happened to me. There have been a few, a decent number, I would say, of inauthentic people in my life. And the thing is, some people, they want to like you. That's the thing. They do, but they just can't. And there's just no place for you in their lives. You know, like, you ever heard that saying, you never meet like your idols or whatever? I know we shouldn't use that term, but you don't meet them because some people, like, they cannot be normal around you. They can't. They don't know how to be normal around you. They're doing fan-like behavior. They're stalking you in a way. It's like, girl, you literally have my number. Why are you literally stalking me like someone that doesn't even know me? What is going on? But it has happened, and it happens, you know? It happens in life. These are going to be the type of people that are very inauthentic. But leave it to them. Let them tell it. And they are the realest. They are the baddest. They are the most authentic. And oh, let me guess, they hate liars despite being one of the world's most massively deceptive fabricators. I mean, you know, when you embellish a story, it doesn't become true because you speak loudly with conviction. Do you know that? Like, you have to understand, like, you have to go beyond your own delusion. And I understand it might be hard because you know, some people are delusional. But you have to really be capable of looking outside yourself. But when you're so demonized by the world systems, because that's what happens, I don't care who this sounds harsh to, these things will happen to you. Or if you are constantly ignoring your intuition, you will no longer know how to utilize it. You will easily unconvince yourselves of things that you actually see because you do not trust yourself. You have so much to say. Come on, I know that I'm not the only one that has witnessed this in my life. You have so much to say about everyone else, and you are the most flawed person in comparison to those people that you're trying to pick apart. How does that work? If you find yourself having that inauthenticity to yourself, that envy and that jealousy, because I believe that when you're inauthentic, you will be an envious and a jealous person because you don't know who you are. You think you know who you are, but you don't, because people that are actually confident are not bothered by other confident people. They don't study in a malicious way to get dirt, to gain intel on people. That is not an authentic person. So it's very important that we learn who we are as individuals, because I have seen this, especially now being in my 30s, I have seen this all too many times where I'm seeing adults, even in their 30s, clueless to the wind, absolutely clueless to the wind, no direction, no idea who they are, nasty people, people cosplaying. They want to be a girl's girl so bad, but you're not. You're not a girl's girl. You're the girl that will sleep with your friend's boyfriend. You're the girl that will try and sabotage her friend's relationship because you're the single one and you don't want to be alone. You're the girlfriend that makes her friend feel uncomfortable, like she has to choose between you or her boyfriend, because let me guess, you don't approve. It's not up to you. These people, like I said, inauthentic people also may have the tendency to have control issues because they feel like it's obviously easier to control other people than to control themselves. They worry about everything else other than their actual mental stability, okay? That's the problem. And I know, I want you to leave it in the comment section down below. I want to know if you have ever encountered anyone that embodies any of the examples that I was giving, because I promise you, I'm sure a lot of us have. And I want us to be able to help each other out in the comment section and say, listen, like, this is exactly what happened to me. This is how I dealt with the situation. And it's very difficult to genuinely be friends with insecure people. When you are inauthentic, you are insecure. These people, the line is always moving. Like I said, the target's always moving. So you're always going to feel like, okay, like if I do this, then my personality will change. If I do that, if I dress like this, then people will perceive me as that way. Like, they're ever changing. And listen, I am for change. We should be evolving as people. I have evolved myself, becoming more of who God has aligned me to be, who God wants me to be. That's where I'm at in my life. But you can easily see and track when someone is going down a path that isn't necessarily the best. You can never be friends with someone that is inauthentic, that is insecure, okay? This is like, you know, friendship 101, okay? Because these insecure people, depending on the level that they're at, these people will try and destroy your life, okay? They will do anything to bring you down because there's a spirit behind them that wants to destroy you. There's a spirit behind them that wants to discredit you, that wants to destroy your character, that wants to gossip about you so that they change the perception of you in other people. That is a meticulous thing. That is what they do. That is literally the road to destruction for you. They want to discredit you, dismantle, destroy. Does the enemy not come to kill, steal, and destroy too? Like, that they're allowing themselves to be used as one of Satan's human agents. I'm saying this, I'm telling you, this is a sign for some of you, like, do not be friends with, you will not have a long friendship with someone that is insecure, okay? They assess the strangest things ever. You'll be minding your business, doing something, you drop a pen, you pick it up. Oh, I see what you did there. What are you talking about? You bent down like that because that guy's over there. No, I didn't. I'm literally just picking up a pen. Okay, girl, like, sure. Why? Because that's something you would do. That's something that you would be calculated in doing. And I have to say, being friends with people that are calculated is quite exhausting. It is. I can only imagine what goes on in their brains because it's exhausting. They are so calculated in all of their approaches that they literally cannot grasp that someone naturally can be a certain way, that someone can naturally be a charismatic person, that someone can, how someone shows up actually is how they are. They have to, it's too much for their brains to compute. So they have to think that you're putting on a show, that you're being inauthentic. That's their perception of you now. Huh. Interesting. I digress. Like I said, authenticity is a daily practice. Okay. What number one thing I want you to do, prayer is what? Communication with God, right? You want to pray for clarity. Ask God to reveal who he made you to be. Start having this dialogue and connection with him. I promise you, the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal things to you that you will have such a knowing about, so much conviction over knowing, like, wow, I know that was God because I don't even feel confused about it. It's like an automatic download, if I can say that word, from the Holy Spirit that is like, boom, this immediate concrete knowing, this sense of knowing is what you get, okay? When you also practice self-reflection, why don't you start writing it down? Journal what feel true to you and what doesn't. I vacillate between journaling and just talking out loud sometimes. Like, and journaling really, writing it out? No, it really helps. I didn't write a whole thing. You know, it really gets it out, okay? Like, you can, like, write down everything you want to say, okay? And it really is so relieving. Like, wow. Like, that really felt good to just let it out. When you journal about what feels true to you and what doesn't, you're able to take a step back. This makes you less impulsive, okay? And you're able to assess what actually is true and what isn't. Also, surround yourself with truth. What is truth? Scripture. The word never changes. Listen to uplifting content. A lot of us like to listen to a lot of dark stuff. Oh yeah, dark psychology, how to get in their heads and how to sway their minds. What script is going to get this guy to say this about you? How to become the alpha female in your friend group by literally doing this and wearing this and saying that. When God gives you favor, babe, people will draw to you. When God chooses to highlight you, you don't need to resort to these human manipulation tactics in order to be liked. You can show up authentically as yourself, like what I'm doing. I know that a lot of people have fell off when it comes to me being vocal about my faith. I'm very aware of that. But guess what? Guess who doesn't care? This girl. Guess who is still pursuing kingdom work anyway? This girl. So, again, your tribe is going to find you. I know that whoever's listening to this, you're going to be inspired by being like, wow, this girl is showing up as herself. Doesn't even matter. Losing followers, gaining followers, whatever the case is, whoever's going to show up for me is going to show up for me. Whether I get one view, 100 views, 50,000 views, whatever it is, I don't care. I don't care. Now, of course, it would help. Feel free to take this comment, you know, to, you know, comment, like, and subscribe. Or leave a review at the end. But anyways, I digress. Whoever's going to see my content and feel connected to it, that's on you. I'm doing what I know. I'm being obedient to my calling and my purpose so that in the end, when all is said and done, God says that, well done, my good and faithful servant. Let my life be the proof. Let my life be a living testimony of God's faithfulness in my life. That's what I want to bring truth and honor to, you know, God's name. Even though as human beings, we misrepresent Christ all the time. I posted that on my Instagram the other day. I'm sorry if I've ever misrepresented Christ to anyone in my life, even when I have not even been aware of it. I apologize to whoever. Knowing yourself brings you to that place of humility because you understand that one, it's not always about you. And two, there's a sense of freedom that you get from not having to always show up as someone else, not having to put on. You're waking up in the middle of the night next to, you know, this guy that you just met so you could put on a little bit of makeup so that you can look like you, like the makeup, he can be convinced that that's how you look when you go to sleep. What are you doing? People really go this far. These are the behaviors of people that are inauthentic. They literally will doctor up an image like you've never seen before. And by the time you see this person in person, you're not even sure if that's really them or not. Do you guys forget that you have to walk in society? Do you forget when you are curving in your waist all the way so it looks like it's 2 centimeters long? When you are shrinking the size of your head? When you are like, like when you're doing all these adjustments, I'm not saying I'm anti-filter. I'm not saying I've never used a filter in my life, but like, come on, like you don't really look like that. You have to stop. This is inauthentic. What does this tell me? You're not comfortable in your own skin. You're not comfortable. And you will draw certain types of people when you are an inauthentic person, okay? You pull, like, it's because it's a negative thing and there's cousins to it. You're going to be, like I said, envious and jealous person. You're going to be a critical person. You're going to be someone that also draws hypercritical people to you as well. You want to practice self-reflection. You want to surround yourself with the truth, like I said, reading scripture, listening to uplifting content, spending time with people that encourage your growth in a positive way, in a faithful way, not, yeah, girl, well, you know what? Let's go out tonight. Just forget about him. Like, let's go get drunk. Like, you know, let's go smoke hookah, post it on Instagram. Let's post like old, you know, stuff on close friends so that it seems like, you know, you're doing so well. Like the internet really can be a fake place. And I'm saying this working on the internet, and it can really be a fake place. There aren't many, and I'm saying this truly as a creator, that there aren't many authentic people in this space. And I never thought I would be one to say something like that. I want to also be clear. There are also a lot of real people out there, a lot of authentic people out there. There are, and I'm not blind to that. But a lot of it is heavily doctored and very much not real. I mean, their face isn't even their face. Their body is not even their body. Like the situation that they've curated doesn't even look the way that it actually does. And listen, I'm all for beauty and aesthetic and what looks good and all these different things. But I'm coming from the sense, I'm coming from the place of authenticity and your heart posture. I'm all for an aesthetic and, you know, enhancing your photo to make yourself feel confident. But there's something behind why every time you see someone, they're saying like, oh, you look so different in person. Oh, like you can't do anything without having to be so done up, because that stems from insecurity. Now you are jealous of other girls that you come around and you want to pick them apart because you have that insecurity in yourself. And you know that you have to do so much to get the attention of certain people. You can't take your foot off the gas, because as soon as you do, you're going to lose control. Because you only feel in control when you're manipulating the strings and you're manipulating people. Huh, I know that's for someone. And lastly, you want to take bold steps. Don't be afraid to set the boundaries. Make sure you watch my last podcast episode where I was talking about boundaries, something that we need to implement and have. And do not have any shame about them, okay? You need to be comfortable in making choices that align with your values. People have no problem getting you to join in with their debauchery. You need to stand on the ground that you're standing on and say, no, that's okay. Like, I'm not going to be partaking in that, and stand on it. So in conclusion, angels, living authentically, it's like I said, it's not about the perfection. It's about freedom, the freedom to be the person that God has actually designed you to be. So I do want to leave you guys with this question. What is one step that you can take to live your life more authentically? I want you to answer me in the comment section down below. You can DM me about this episode. I want you to think about it. I want you to write it down. I want you to commit to it. I want us to get together as a community. Though those of you that watch my videos faithfully, honestly, even though it may not be that vast in number, it's like, wow, even if it's 800 of you, 1,000 of you, 3,000 of you, it's like that is still a lot of people. When you think about that in a room, 800 people is a lot of people that are even like supporting me and that are, you know, continually watching and listening over, you know, every week on a daily basis. So I want us to continue to grow this community and to build this community and be able to actually help each other out and comment in the comment section. I know some people can be shy, like, oh, I don't want to leave a comment. Like, I don't want to be weird, whatever the case. I mean, obviously, like, don't be weird, right? Don't be weird. But I don't want to, like, don't be a silent watcher is what I'm saying. Because you never know. Imagine if I never, ever gave these messages. If I would just not be obedient to the Holy Spirit and be like, nah, I'll just keep it to myself. I'll just, like, think about it. How would that help anyone? You never know who you're helping. And of course, if this episode has blessed you, share with a friend. Let's grow together, okay? And if you haven't already, make sure that you are subscribed to this channel. With that being said, angels, I love you and God loves you, and I'll see you guys in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.